KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Probably a good thing for us all to do would be to begin pondering the looming specter of the concert calendar, which is coming up today at 6:30. We still didn't give you the fax number out here, did we? Okay.
Yeah, Kat wrote it down.
Yeah, I know. We haven't passed it along to Daniel yet.
Okay.
So.
How about that?
All right, next break for sure. What we're going to do now is send our man Snake Davidson.
Snake.
Don't call me that.
Why?
Snake.
Cheapens my family.
Snake.
He is going to mix and mingle among the masses that are here at
Snake.
The house
Ow,
party.
Son of a bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, FCC, dude.
Because what we've done is we've given everybody enough time to get good and lubed up.
Right. Now, we have to tell everybody, there aren't just a whole slew of people here, but...
There's enough.
Yeah, there's enough, and we'll see if our man Snake Davidson can...
Cheapen my name, cheapen my dad.
Can find some interesting ones to ply his interviewing craft with.
Let's see what's going on here with the youth of America.
Snake.
As there's three lovely young people here. What are y'all's names?
Corda. Amanda.
Amanda, how old are you?
22.
Corda.
Youthful, how about you?
Tana.
And your age?
23.
And you, sir?
At her age.
Big Mike, how old are you?
21.
Attaboy. Now, are you all...
Boy, look at those sideburns on Big Mike.
Oh, dude, look. You know what? He's 21. I ought to kick his ass right now just for being 21. Now, are y'all in school?
Nope.
What do you do?
I work.
Why aren't you in school? You're at this very nice house. Obviously, this man is college educated who owns this home and maybe something you want to shoot for. Do you plan on going to college?
Dude, I don't really want to talk about this right now, so...
Did something happen? Did you get kicked out?
No.
Dude, I mean, I got kicked out of college once.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Sol Ross.
Sol Ross. Cowboy school.
Yeah.
Were you a cowboy?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I discovered other things.
You got tired of the jeans.
I did. I got tired of the jeans. Now, let's move on to the ladies. You guys in college?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
UTA.
Oh, UTA. Well... I want you to feast your
Mike
eyes on
Reiner.
That guy in the Ranger shirt right there. That is UTA's most prominent alumnus right there. Do you know his name?
No.
How about you?
I'll learn if he'll pay my tuition.
Or are you UTA as well?
Yes.
That is Mike Reiner. Mike Wolf Reiner. Say hi.
Hi.
Michael?
Hi, Mike.
Greetings.
Hi.
How are you ladies today?
Fine. How are you?
You're looking very fine, I must say.
Thanks.
Especially you on the right there.
Right being my right?
No.
Right here?
Over here.
Over here? Oh,
yeah, my
fancy
right.
Fancy this one. Tana, I believe, is your name.
That's correct.
Right.
Now, Tana, I was noticing that you guys up here on the veranda suite, the balcony, were you smoking a cigarette?
Yes, I was.
Can I bum one from you?
Yes, you can.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
All right.
I'm going to get me a cigarette. You guys just hold off. I need to get a smoke.
Okay, fire it
cool?
up. Yeah, fire
right.
it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to light me. Is that cool?
They were inseparable.
Oh,
from the time
right
Pete was a year old, he was out in the backyard playing.
All right.
Holy crap. Anyway, I smoke a lot. This is a nice icebreaker for us now that we have something in common. Because I don't drink.
What brand of cigarette is that?
They were inseparable.
King size Kent.
Ah.
That's my standard punchline for cigarette jokes, so I don't know. So you guys dating anyone? You guys smoke and make out with boys in the back of cars and stuff?
No, I'm dating somebody. 5 years.
Oh, my God.
So you were with man, huh? And you have been since
five
you were,
years.
What,
Lee.
16,
don't
17?
Leave, Lee. I got to talk to you. Don't leave. Yes, it's 17?
Yeah.
Can we guess that you're on some form of birth control?
Yes, you can.
I'm saying that as a concerned friend of the family and everything.
5 years, I haven't got pregnant yet, so I guess so.
Good. Now, what are you on? What are you using?
What are you using?
Rubbers.
Small of the back.
Mike and Greg.
Good Lord.
I didn't know that was a certain contraceptive. Are you using the small of the back?
Come on.
So on to her now. What are you using?
Now, are you dating? Here, let me take a drag off the smoke. Hang on. Oh, yeah. You dating?
I'm single.
You are. You're awfully cute to be single.
Thank you.
Yes, so you are not with man in any form right now, huh?
Yeah.
Say no or yes.
No.
When's the last time you hooked up with a boy?
I was with someone a year ago for 2 years.
Really? And that just didn't work out?
Yes, it did not work out.
Now, what we're interested in here, we have someone on the crew who has a young daughter. Are you guys advocates? Are you opposed to teen sex?
No.
You are opposed to it or aren't?
I'm not.
You're not?
I am.
How about you over here? You opposed to teen sex? No big deal?
If they want to have sex, they can have sex. If they're not my children, I don't care.
Hey, spoken like a true champion.
Certainly is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
That's the reason the world's in the shape it's in today.
Hey, these are two fine young women. What are you guys majoring in?
Psychology.
You seem very put off by me right now.
Psychology.
Okay, how about you?
Kinesiology.
What is that? Studying knees?
That's what Mike Marshall does.
No, I'm going to be a coach. Actually.
You are?
Volleyball coach.
Oh, good. Volleyball. Good for you. You play volleyball too?
Yes, I do.
Are you guys on the Moving Mavs volleyball team?
No. I have to work through college, so I can't be on the volleyball team.
So how did you guys set up here? Hang on, let me take a drag of my smoke real quick. So how'd you guys get hooked up here with this rich person who lives here?
She knows him.
You know him?
Yes.
Bo?
Yes.
How do you know Bo?
Some friends.
Okay. All right.
She hates you, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
She hates
I'm sorry.
You.
I really
she does.
I enjoy talking to you guys, okay? Good luck in college, and we'll talk to you later, all right?
This guy out here reminds me of a young, budding groom.
Oh, totally. Lee, come here. Lee! We need to talk to our favorite ticket chick, Lee. Lee, it'll take 2 seconds. Lee, we're going to plug your band. Come here, Lee. Come here. Now, this is Lee. Lee is everyone's new favorite ticket chick. Lee, I gotta put my cigarette out. Hang on.
Disgusting.
Do you smoke, Lee?
I don't smoke, no.
Good. I don't either. That's terrible. It's awful.
Well, where are you going? You got all your stuff. Where are you going?
Lee, where are you headed?
I'm just making a trip to the excursion right now.
Okay, Lee, let's...
Are you leaving?
Mike, leave her alone, okay? You're acting like a dirty old man. Just lay off
for
a second.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Now, Lee, you're awfully pretty. You truly are. And you're also in a band, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
What band?
Quick Pretty.
Quick Pretty?
Yes.
And what do you do for Quick Pretty?
I'm a singer.
And what kind of music is this?
Kind of hard alternative rock.
Hard alternative rock. Can it be classified as devil music?
No. Too good for that.
Too good for that?
Yeah. It's got very melodic vocals.
But you said they tune the guitars way down.
Yeah, they do. They tune them way down. It's very rockin'. It's a great show.
Okay, I'm just going to check it out.
Performance.
And what do you wear? Do you wear your ticket chick outfit on there? Do you promote the station while you're on stage?
No.
Why not, Lee? Cross promotion.
Yeah, no.
Tit for tat. We're giving you a little bit of plug here.
Ooh,
you give us a little bit
ooh.
Of plug. And no, it's not what I said.
Oh, yeah, it is, too.
Now, do you have a boyfriend, Lee?
Only on Tuesdays.
What does that mean?
Not right now, no.
You don't? When's the last time you had one?
About a year ago.
And are you just not in the market for anyone right now?
Not right now.
Because, you know, a lot of people around here are making awfully dirty eyes at you. You realize that? All these grody, horny young boys.
They've all been drinking.
I know. Now, are you a fan of the drink?
Sure.
You get loaded on you?
No.
You won't get real drunk?
Well... I won't let you know it if I do.
God, I think she hates you, Corby.
Well,
you said 2 seconds.
Right,
2 seconds. Your time's up.
Okay,
wow.
I'm sorry. All right, Lee.
Wow.
Golly. We're plugging her band. And...
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's one of those deals where sometimes there are women that are just so far out of your league that they know that, and they want nothing to do with you. Like, she looks at me like I'm the biggest loser in the world. You know?
But you're the snake.
Yeah, I'm Snake Davidson.
You're the snake.
It's because you have a pelt on your head.
I can't help it. I
know.
Have a pelt on
I understand.
My head. You know, it's growing out.
I understand.
It's growing out. All right, let's reconnoiter and
do something else.
Yeah. Well,
talk to the fake groobs.
The fake groobs is about four.
Oh. Even better.
Groobs! I'm going to get cancer from that cigarette, too.
Why were you smoking?
Just to fit in with the kids. Sometimes you got to, you know, break the rules a little bit to
they
get
were
something
inseparable.
Out of them. That's what I'm going to sound like in 2 days.
They were inseparable.
Snake.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little Rangers baseball here on The Ticket.